This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Bob Boylan. It's been about 6 years since the band Granddaddy put out their final album. They were an NPR Music favorite when we launched in 2007, and now the Modesto, California band is releasing a collection of B-sides and rarities called Someday, Excess Baggage. And it felt so good to hear their music again. Jason Lytle will take us to the song, The Town Where I'm Living Now.
It's actually odd for me to remember when and how I wrote a song, but I do remember making this one. My dad and my stepmom lived in this town called Sonora in the foothills of California, and I was going up to visit, and there were super windy roads. I remember being really annoyed because I was getting all these great ideas and all these great visuals, and I had to keep pulling over because it required writing a lot of like elaborate, colorful lyrics. So yeah, eventually I got through it, but this is also around the time though too where I got more into the idea of like the campfire test for my songs, where it's like really simple music and visual lyrics that you could play at a campfire and they would still work and they wouldn't be so reliant on, you know, production and trickery and stuff like that.
Town.
The sounds of Granddaddy from the new 13-song compilation called Someday, Excess Baggage. That's Someday, S-U-M-D-A-Y. And it'll be out August 25th on Danger Bird Records. So good to hear them again. I often hear from songwriters how the meaning of the words they put together isn't often immediately apparent to them. And while I find that sometimes mystifying, it's clear that songs are not only messages to listeners, but are ways for creators to discover themselves. And a good example of that is from Liza Ann and their song, Rainbow Sweater.
I'm 29 years old, and I just now came out publicly. And it's so wild for me to have this song as sort of this testament and this one of the many breadcrumbs of becoming that I have been leaving myself for years and years and years before I had true words and true context for who I am and who I want to be. And this song really embodies so much of that internal and intuitive knowing that we have of ourselves before we even really know how to step into freedom and liberation and queer joy. And I remember when I first wrote it, and I was still very closeted, and I was so excited about queer kids hearing this song and so excited for the idea that a 13-year-old might sit in their room and understand that how they want to dress and how they feel and how they cover their walls with all their emotions, how that's good and normal. And now it's so moving because I think the queer kid that I wanted to hear that was myself. And it's so interesting how much I'm understanding myself more through my own writing, as if it wasn't me who wrote it down.
Throw a coin in the well for a cheap thrill. Dress for the mood that I want, and maybe I will. Cure my depression with the rainbow sweater. Maybe I'm crying, but I never looked better. The best version of myself. Didn't check a bag. Feeling light on my feet. I think I'll keep this. Hang it up, put it on the wall so I don't forget it. I'm turning my house into a museum. A history of all of my good feelings.
That's Liza Ann and their song Rainbow Sweater. So far, there's no album announcement, but I surely look forward to one. If I played you this, and asked you to guess the name of the artist, I'm going to imagine that the name Courtney Barnett wouldn't be at the top of anyone's list. but now there's an instrumental guitar ambient album coming from an artist best known for clever wordplay and upbeat songs. The record, End of the Day, music from the film Anonymous Club, is a collaboration between Courtney Barnett and Stella Mosgawa. Here's Courtney to tell us more.
The song Life Balance comes from 2 days of instrumental improvisations that make up this new album called End of the Day, which is music from the film Anonymous Club by the director Danny Cohen. I collaborated with Stella Mosgawa to compose the score for the documentary, and we recorded it in Melbourne. Actually, it was the same studio where I made Let Us See Lice with Kurt Vile, and Stella played some drums on those sessions too. Danny projected the film onto the wall of the studio while Stella and I improvised to the scenes. These instrumentals were never really meant to be an album, but a year and a half later, I found myself listening to it in quiet moments and really loving the slowness of the pieces. So this is one of those tracks. It's called Life Balance.
The improvisations of Courtney Barnett along with Stella Mosgawa and the song Life Balance. 3 songs have been released so far, and they're all part of one video, and I'll post that on the NPR site for you to hear and see. The album, End of the Day, music from the film Anonymous Club, is out September 15 on Courtney's own label, Milk Records. It'll also be the label's final release. Let's take a break and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Lowland Hum, the duo of Daniel and Lauren Gones, have had a transitional year. Their new album, From Self with Love, was made while caring for a dying friend, having a second child, inheriting and relocating an entire bookshop, and more. And here they are to introduce us to their beautiful new song, Together in That Way.
Together in That Way started as a song that Daniel was making up on the guitar to entertain our then maybe about a year and a half old son. It was often one of the ways we passed time with him at home in the early mornings or in the evenings when things started to get a little hectic around the home. We have this travel guitar in our office, and he would take it off the wall and make up funny little songs. And this time he was really just singing things he was actually feeling. And it made sense to my mind immediately to join in a harmony. And that's kind of the backbone of this song, where it came from.
Yeah, and I was listening to tons of doo-wop at the time, and so I was sort of, at first, being silly, pretending like, yeah, I was singing an old doo-wop song, and then all of a sudden it was a very personal and kind of funny lyric to me at the time. And as the song took shape, we realized it was something we were really trying to work through, being in close proximity but feeling so separate. And for the verses of the song, we sort of thought about how that separation can express itself in different kinds of relationships, romantic, friendship, and even connection to God.
Carry you over that line, oh, although you're often here.
The music of Lowland Hum, the song Together in That Way, is from their album From Self with Love. It's out September 21st, with four songs available right now on Bandcamp. Now, new music from Raya Was. The New York musician was a member of Arthur Moon and has a new album called Captain Obvious. And I want to play the song If You're Asking, I'm Offering. And I love the way this song unfolds. Here's Raya Was to take us there.
I've been saying that If You're Asking, I'm Offering is like an open road, windows down kind of song, which is funny because I don't really know how to drive. But when I imagine driving in its greatest, most freeing moments, it really feels like the space of this song. I wrote it to codify the feeling of not wanting to like coax or muscle desire out of someone or something, but to like meet the needs of the moment. The verses are about like the darker sides of relationships, toxic habits, and things you can't unsay and can't unhear. And then the choruses are really like setting down your armor, putting your cards on the table, like, if you're asking, I'm offering, you know?
Thank you.
Raya was, and the song If You're Asking, I'm Offering is from her new album Captain Obvious, which is out October 5th. We're going to go out with a banging jam with, by its title, The Trenchcoat Museum. I think you can tell it's going to be both fun and thoughtful. It's from the band Yard Act and a follow-up to their powerful debut, The Overload. James Smith will take us to the Trenchcoat Museum, and I'll encourage you to watch the song's very clever, fun video. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
I think when we wrote it, it was a ultimately noble but definitely flawed attempt for me to try and deconstruct my ego and hopefully take steps towards one day ridding myself of it completely. I don't know if that is possible, but it is the path I'm now on, and it is something that is ultimately very important to me. So I think I'm immersing myself in that quest fully. I think in tandem with my own personal journey, it also, the trench coat itself is a metaphor for the many masks that we wear within society, and how also the meaning of things, in this case, the physical object of the trench coat, our meanings and our perceptions of things shift over time. Nothing is set in stone. And I think we're at a point where we often think it is, and we think we're at the pinnacle of what humanity is, but we're not. We're not there yet. We're always evolving, and we're always discovering new facets of our collective tendencies as a species. That ultimately is what is important to me alongside my own journey. And I think they're the same thing ultimately, but you have to separate them to fully understand both of them are the same. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed writing it. Me and the boys will be over in September and November playing many shows across your fine, fine country. So please come and see us.
You are a man, drags along the floor through the sweatshop shrapnel. It gets trapped in my car door. And I'm tall next to small people, and I'm not as poor as you were. And I still get positively sick when all the bellboys call me sir. Because you never get used to the power that a proper trench coat brings, the way that it swishes and swings, it sings. Trench coat, what it represents and who it's for. What I want to know is who would want a coat so close to the floor. I went to the trench coat museum to see him. 1,000 different cuts, like parts from another dream, stuffed and bursting at the seams. Cause I'm fishing for a theme. If it's somewhere in between a day's honest graft and constantly fleeing the crime scene. Trenchcoat got banned for a bit. Does that conjure up any weird feelings? Knowing all kinds of twisted minds could find it a prime coat within which to conceal things. You can't ban a coat, can you? Can you ban a coat? No, they're just running a racket. The only coat that matters now is a floating coat. So get yourself a log tracker. Can you hack it? Can you hack the heat? Water rising. Look at your feet, man. Ah! Cause whether rented, borrowed, bought, stole, secondhand or brand new, man's water resistant and heat proof. My trench coat will see me through.
corner, want all of my trench coats framed, and my knackered boots and dirty glasses tastefully arranged on the plinths in between. Cause when they get to the final exhibition that celebrates my good name, I want you to be on display too, cause all that really remains of me is you.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.